and the Biggs and Barr Show.
Star Report.
Good morning. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
We got a storm coming, apparently.
Star Report.
You already played it. So what, every time I say the word
storm?
Okay. All right.
Star Report.
Well, yesterday I gave the forecast for Saturday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, there's snow. Going to get like 1 to 3 centimeters.
All right.
That's a dusting. That's why even mention that? Why would you? And then by yesterday afternoon, they said that we could get, depending on where you are, anywhere from, basically 10 to 25 centimeters tomorrow, by the end of tomorrow.
Now, I don't want to be a nitpicker here, but 10 and 25 are very different amounts of snow.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, they say 10 to 15 here, according to Environment Canada, but they're like almost always wrong.
So we're either going to get nothing.
It's going to start tonight after midnight, and then we'll get 10 centimeters tonight.
Okay.
And then tomorrow they say 10 to 15 centimeters.
I got to do a dog poop run then. Before buries it under the snow.
Yeah, it's like zero, though. It's better if you try and, if you have old dog poop, to get it when it's like a good minus 10. Yeah. You can just kick it. Kick it, get it in the shovel, put it in a bag or a bucket, and get rid of it.
Nice. I just pitch it over the fence. I got green space behind me.
I was going to say, your neighbor must love you.
I pick it up.
Now, for all the people who are like, oh, I got to get outside and exercise, even though I'm supposed to stay home, now you can go and shovel your snow.
Yeah, that's great.
Wear your mask while you're outside. Unless
on your own driveway?
I don't know. That's the problem.
I don't think you need to wear it on your own driveway.
You wouldn't think.
Unless you share a driveway with your neighbor.
Yeah, what if you're, like, if you're in a
townhouse or semi-detached or something like that, then you would you need to wear your mask.
So unless they're single parent, then it's fine.
Oh, it's fine.
Then that's fine.
Come on over.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah,
come over, have some wine.
Yeah.
They want. Or you're doing something you deem essential.
Right. Yeah. Or if there's a wedding on your driveway
while you're shoveling, then it's fine.
You can have a wedding in your house.
Yeah, 10 people.
Ten people, really?
But you have to do mass then if you're all in your house.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So. Good luck.
The point of this was that we're getting a moderate snowfall and people are going to freak out and panic. At least people have been told to stay home and it's going to happen mostly on a Saturday.
Sure,
so
that's all right.
It will mitigate death.
Right.
Well, it's true. The timing of a storm mitigates auto deaths.
Yes, it does.
It really does. Because people, they forget. They panic.
You want to close it?
Talking about the storm?
Star Report.
Hey, good morning, Biggs and Barr Show at 6:10. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hi.
So yesterday we talked about this fella who can't remember his Bitcoin password.
Right.
And it's worth roughly around $220 million.
Which is a bit. You could live on that.
And the way Bitcoin's set up, it's all independent. I don't know how you mine it.
Decentralized.
So if you don't remember your password after 10 shots, you're locked out forever.
It's not like you could call the bank and say, hey.
Yeah, I forgot my password. Here's my ID.
Right.
None of that is possible. He's at password number 8. But he says, the update is that he's come to terms with not.
He's a liar.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people are offering various solutions. Everything from the silly to for example, one person suggested, have you tried the word password? So that was one. Some people have recommended various mediums, psychics, prophets that I could talk to.
Anyways, this is all the advice he's been given on it. But he says he's okay. Now, there's a new story of another guy who from England.
Well, this guy's just delusional.
Yes.
His name's James Howells, and he threw out a hard drive back in 2013.
So eight years ago.
He put it in a bag to the curb, and it's gone.
Yes.
Okay.
On that hard drive, there was 7,500 bitcoins.
Which is worth what?
Which back then was worth about $7,500.
Okay.
Now it's worth $250 million.
Wow.
$250 million on a hard drive he just threw out.
I can't imagine. Like one time, I had a $5 bill in my pocket.
Right.
And I knew it was in my pocket. But at some point, I must have reached into my pocket for something else. And when I pulled my hand out, the $5 bill flew away.
Well, the new plastic money doesn't stay in your pocket.
And that just cut me.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
One time I paid like the $200 for a hockey stick.
Right.
And it was like 32 days into it and passed the money back guarantee thing and I broke my stick and I remember how mad I was. I wasn't going to get like $200 back. Like livid. Yeah. I'm still mad about it.
I had a buddy who worked at a store. I used to just print us a new receipt.
Oh, that's great. Nice. Must be nice.
So
this guy can't get a new receipt printed.
No, he can't. He's asked the landfill if they'll help him look for it, like dig up the landfill and try to find his from 98 years ago. Yeah. Here he talks about it.
As soon as I put it in the bin at home, I had a second thought. You know, you've never thrown a hard drive out before. Why start now? You know, a little demon in the back of my head sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, I didn't take it out and then came down to the landfill site here with the other bags that I brought. The penny dropped then, you know, that I had 7,500 bitcoins on a hard drive that I'd thrown out a few months ago. Wow, absolutely devastated, as you can imagine. I just wish I could go back in time and not throw that drive away.
Yeah, but you would have cashed him out by now. You wouldn't have
waited. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. You could, when it got up to $100 million.
Like, even still, $7,500, it would bother me.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I would be very upset. I'd never hear the end of it from my wife.
So he's...
probably get divorced over that.
His newest idea to get a little more help is to offer 25% of the money to COVID relief.
Well, that's nice.
If the landfill helps him look.
Do you know how much sloppy garbage is on top of that?
Like 8 years worth.
Oh my God.
And how much it's pounded down by the bulldozers.
And they have no idea where.
No.
Like, it's not like he personally dropped the bag and I'm like, it's in this section. We just have to dig down here. They have no clue.
Now I know like the FBI and stuff, they have the resources to go back and pick through landfills and they'll take like as long as it takes
to look for.
No, but 8 years is extreme. And also, that's the FBI looking for like a murderer. Or
right.
Like,
and would the drive,
a big body.
Yeah. Would the drive even be functional? After all that
right?
time. Yeah. Did you get the information out?
Rain, yeah. Snow, all that on it?
That guy's delusional.
Well, hey, he's got a shot at $250 million.
Yeah, I would
live at that landfill.
Still
like,
try.
You would never. Are you coming home? No! I haven't found the $250 million. What are you eating? Garbage. I'm eating garbage. It's $250 million.
Oh, you'd be surprised when people throw it. It's delicious.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And we have a hockey game in Ottawa tonight.
We do.
Uh-huh.
It's exciting. NHL is back. You know that. You probably know the Sens are playing tonight. You probably know they're playing Toronto. Back to back, right? Today and tomorrow?
Yeah, both in Ottawa. You can't go see it.
Jamie, no, you can't go to the
lots
game.
Lots of seats available.
regardless.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they didn't finish last year. They finished 30th.
They're fun to watch right now.
I enjoy it.
They're young. They're fast.
And they kind of stocked up.
Yeah.
A little bit. They got a good goalie. Well, Anderson was great, but he was getting older, obviously.
Yeah.
Matt Murray, two-time Stanley Cup champion and still in his prime, came over from Pittsburgh. He's a big deal.
Yeah.
Eric Gabranson, Josh Brown, Braden Coburn, Dadonov, Derek Stepan. So they got a lot of veteran guys now. Alex Galchenyuk, still a great player, just kind of lost his way.
Sure.
Cedric Paquette from the Lightning. So they're getting some experience because you have to have experienced guys around the young guys.
Who are
obviously everyone knows the young guys. And Tkachuk and what are we calling him now? Strudel?
I think just call him by his name.
Watch how fast he is.
He's very fast.
He is
I watched
so
him in the juniors.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, like you McDavid know speed or?
Different kind of, yeah. More like
did
an Eichel
speed.
You
see McDavid's goal last night?
Yeah, McDavid's disgusting.
It's crazy. It's
ridiculous.
But I mean, for
almost
a guy,
not fair.
Guy who looks like an accountant, like he shouldn't be able to play hockey that well. But we're getting off topic.
Yeah.
An interesting fact.
Yeah.
If you put together like a line of Tkachuk, Norris, and Batherson and combined all their ages, they combined are younger than some of the people listening right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's crazy.
That's how it works. Us old farts can't play hockey.
Four of the top six forwards are under 22 or 22.
That's crazy.
Under.
Wow.
Well, it's fun to watch.
No,
it's great.
And it's the start of hopefully something they don't mismanage and throw away again. But I mean, who knows, right?
It's actually, well, Pierre Dorion or Dorian, however you want to say it.
Dorian?
He seems like he knows what he's doing. It's the people above him that might.
No, we know who's at fault.
Yeah, I know.
Like, there's no question who's at fault. All right, well, enjoy the game tonight and tomorrow. And who do the Habs play? It doesn't matter.
They play, I think, Vancouver on the weekend.
Whoever they play, go other
go
team.
Them.
Yeah, go, yep. Go team.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
How do you get a promotion at work?
Depends what company you work for. Yeah. A lot of them kiss ass. Agree with the right people.
Yeah.
Be the best.
Yeah, sure.
That's
you could be the
I
best.
I mean, yeah, but not always.
No, that isn't always. It's just who.
Ask for a pay cut.
Who? I think these days, as long as you're not being mistreated at work, just be grateful have a job.
That's true.
I mean, it has changed the landscape of our country and employment. So just be grateful you have a job.
Yep. Morning, boys. What is something you have done that's completely out of character for you? I had a bath last night.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you sent us pictures. Yeah.
With my rubber ducky.
Because you had a rubber duck.
Uh-huh. Lit some candles, put on some music.
There's nothing I want to see less than your lower half in a bath. I got to be honest.
It's just my leg.
I know, but really. It wasn't unnecessary. You could have just texted us, hey, I'm having a bath.
Yeah, you wouldn't have believed me.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah, okay.
I actually wouldn't have.
All right, well.
Out of character, eh? Oh, I yelled at the TV during a sporting event. No, that's not it.
No, that's like almost every... I've heard you yell during a video game. It's the shrillest, sharpest noise maybe I've ever heard in my life.
Imagine being on the other end of it.
Like in your end, you mean? Like your wife?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't do much.
Out of character?
I just don't do much, period. Yeah. So to do something out of character would be... difficult.
Hey, Jamie, this one's for you.
Okay.
When you test a sausage for a good snap, do you firmly smack the sausage against your face?
Absolutely not. You can just touch it with the tongs.
You don't know?
Don't be an idiot, texted in. You're an idiot. What? Smack it against your face. What are you, an idiot?
You're taking interest in something you do. I don't know why you have to be sharp. Harsh with people?
Trying to poke.
It's one of your things.
Trying to poke fun.
One of your things you don't like hot dogs or sausages without a good snap. So you've said it probably 10,000 times. Yeah. So, I mean.
It was true. You're just wondering how you find out. Smack against your face, idiot.
Have any of you started wearing a mask during sex and limiting sex, inciting drinking? As Dr. Teresa Tam has recommended.
Yeah, I have been for years, but for different reasons. I just wear a mask so that my wife can't see my face.
Oh,
yeah, it's not a medical mask. Mine is a clown mask. It's just, you know, it's what we do.
You're saying like a metaphorical mask.
No. I have a werewolf one, too, I wear when it's
really?
When it's time to get a little rowdy.
you hide in a corner of the room, crouching down in your red sex blazer?
Yeah, and I'm all furry anyway, so it's just, you know.
What a sight that would be.
Yeah, it's shocking.
He complained about the sight of my legs in a bath.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't send you pictures of my werewolf.
No, but now it's in my mind. It's worse.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's your own fault. You control your own mind. Can't really do anything about that. Starving on a deserted island, you have to eat Jamie.
Okay.
Just so you don't have to make a new show name once you get back. Which part are you going for first?
Well, what would I eat first?
I don't know. I mean, I'd probably...
Oh, the front. My front.
Nah.
My back's pretty lean.
Well, we'd have to kill you first.
Probably your legs.
It doesn't matter. I'm already dead.
Probably your thighs.
Yeah, good thigh. I like, you know, on your chicken glutes. Or a turkey or whatever, the thigh's always the best good meat. Thigh. So,
but my thighs are so taut?
I don't know.
Big, wouldn't they be a little tough?
We get a good slab of meat out of it, though.
Yeah. That's true.
Because if we slow cooked you, then it would probably be okay.
Sure.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
You'd be starving. Like, would you be able to wait?
Well, you have to. Can't eat you raw.
Was it the movie Alive? Where they cut the dead guy's open with the broken airplane glass.
Sounds right.
They ate his butt.
Yeah.
His butt and his thighs. They're starving.
Well, of course, yeah.
I mean, I'd eat both of you if I had to.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and in a minute.
Do you think the stress I have from COVID has anything to do with my recent issues with my erectile dysfunction? Yeah. Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Stress does a lot of things to you.
Like, you know, we're all three of us are like, you know, probably think we're pretty tough guys. Not in the sense of like fighting, but just pretty, you know, resilient humans.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt this has taken a toll on me.
Sure.
Like, I'm not even going to pretend it has.
No,
like,
it's very aggravating.
Like I'm in a Groundhog Day loop.
Yep.
I physically feel worse than I have in years because I can't go to the gym, can't play hockey, can't do any of the stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just there's nothing to look forward to. Like, it's just, that's the...
Not even seeing us every day?
Well, I mean,
or
you guys...
5 days a
week?
I'm
not even going to joke. This is a little bit of therapy here every day,
sure.
Kevin, because we get to at least hang out. And we're actually friends. So it's hanging out with your buddies every day.
No, that is true.
Which is helpful, but there's no doubt, man.
I mean,
whether or not that's the cause of you getting an erection, I don't know.
Yeah, but, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not like, a doctor.
You
know
what I mean? I went to a, I was having some, I thought I had some earwax problems or whatever.
Right.
So I went to like an ear lady, and she said, you look like you're tight and tense. And she said, everybody is.
Yeah.
It's, you might not know it, and you might not think about it, but eventually it takes a toll. And she's like, your shoulders look like you're like, she's like, it's a bit, everyone's talking about the mental health, but also a physical health of, of COVID with the stress.
You know, you see pictures of like people during the depression, like after the depression, and they're all like wiry and like hunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just like.
Well, part of it's because they didn't have anything food to eat.
Well, that's it. But I didn't mean, I wasn't saying the thin ones. Yeah, just the, like, you could just see the stress of life, but
the
just
tension.
Like crush them down a little bit. Yeah. And then nowhere are we near that sort of level of depression. But you can feel it. There's no doubt. Sure. So take care of yourself, all right? Hopefully you have some good friends you can have some laughs with every day like we do.
Here you go.
Look at that, guys.
Hey!
You got her.
Virtual hug.
Virtual hug.
That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, our anticipation for the COVID-19 vaccine continues to be high. So far, supplies in short order. And the man leading the country's vaccine deliveries says while more doses are arriving each day, there will not be a significant increase until April. Major General Danny Fortan says by the end of this week, we will have delivered more than 929,000 doses to the province and territories. There has been a call from the premiers of all of those places saying, hey, let's speed this up. But,
come on.
But so far, not happening. New study finds people who have been infected with COVID-19 are likely to be protected against catching it again for at least 5 months, as you would think. They did this research in England. So they said past infection was linked to an 83% lower risk of reinfection. They do say that you can catch it again, and it's not really clear how long any immunity lasts, which makes sense because it's new.
Yeah.
They say even those with some immunity still could carry the virus in their nose and throat and transmit it to others. But they haven't been, the findings haven't been reviewed yet by everybody. So, again, no one really
knows. We're just learning.
For the nervous drivers on the road right now who might be worried that they're going to get pulled over because of the stay-at-home order, it's okay. Police across Ontario will not be pulling drivers over for the sole purpose of asking them if they're violating the order.
So they're not enforcing it. The rules are basically up to you.
Yes.
Why even bother?
Yes.
Like, that's so insane.
The essentialness of your trip is up to your own discretion.
Yeah.
Because different things are essential for different people.
That was
the word from the government.
That's crazy. I reached out to Doug Ford's people.
He's not going to come on?
No availability this week.
Imagine that.
But maybe next week. Because we were defenders of him early.
Sure.
For sure.
I still think he's, you know, do I think he's an evil person? I think he's trying his best. He's in a tough spot.
But we have some questions.
Yeah. Has everything he's done been great? No. But
the pressure any government, like everyone loves to blame the man in the seat. Sometimes it's the people around them, and sometimes it's the amount of pressure they get from different.
And sometimes it's the public, because if everyone just stayed home they could
from the beginning,
then we'd be in a better situation.
But it's not like this is anybody's first day dealing with humanity. Like, you know what I mean? You know how people are going to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like sometimes you just need to make some even tougher decisions than you've already been making.
And it also depends on who he's trying to make happy,
right?
Not trying to make all of us happy.
No, for sure.
You can't.
Like, I stopped back in, but trusting humans with important decisions many, many years ago.
Sure.
Like in en masse.
Yeah. The masses are asses.
There you go.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Good news.
Yeah.
A hockey game in Ottawa tonight. Senators and Leafs renew the Battle of Ontario with the first of two games in 2 days in Ottawa. Senators season opener. Leafs beat the Habs the other day, which was nice to see. Raptors won even. Maybe things are turning around. A 111-108 victory last night over Charlotte.
Three wins.
Three and ten, whatever it is.
Hey, they won a championship a couple years ago. Yeah. Give them a break.
No,
I mean, they're not going to win every year.
They have to win every year.
They got
to
rebuild.
Or fire them all.
They got to rebuild.
Who elected them?
They're millionaires. I love that argument always. pay this guy millions of dollars a year. He's doing best job ever every day. He's also playing against other guys who are the best in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work out.
So we have some. I have some good weather news if you like winter sports.
Ah, okay.
Environment Canada has issued a snowfall warning.
They have, yeah.
Yeah, for Ottawa, Smiths Falls, and area. Starts tonight. In total, between 15 and 20 centimeters of snow expected to fall by late tomorrow night. So,
the cross-countryers and the snowmobilers and all them are getting
snowshoers.
Sure.
You know who's really going to be pissed off about it? Because it's going to go down to like minus 15 at night. Anyone who's made a backyard rink.
Yeah.
You take time to make a backyard rink, and you get 20 centimeters of snow on it. Yeah, you're like, you son of a bitch.
I wanted the cold, not the snow.
Yeah. Anyway, right now it's minus one. That's the latest.
Bigs, and Bar.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
Time for Auto. What? Five questions, 30 seconds to answer. You can pass any question and come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is on the count, so we don't tell you what's right or wrong to the end. What's up, James?
Could be $50 in McDonald's gift card. Well, it will be if you win, and whatever else is in the secret set.
Oh, mystery.
Mystery.
Nice. Okay.
We have Mark on the line, I believe.
We do.
Yes.
We do have Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Can I take a second to shout out to Jason and Jacob, my co-workers, who support me in every endeavor I go?
Sure.
Also, all right, thank you.
Hello.
Okay.
Done.
Perfect.
All right, Mark. Let's see if you get top marks in this quiz.
Shoot.
Your time will begin after I ask the first question.
Chicago. Go.
I haven't asked the question.
Yeah, can you just
Okay.
Can
we
hang up on it? Mark, don't be a dick. Okay?
Okay.
Now listen to the question first.
Oh, boy.
Good old Walt Disney was born in what U.S. city?
Miami.
What is rookie Senator Tim Stutzel's jersey number?
17.
What did Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch?
Pail of water.
What did the emergency alert yesterday tell us to do?
Social distance.
What is worse, toe stub or wicked funny bone smash?
Oh, toe stub for sure.
Okay. Let's wait until all the time is done, and we'll see how you did, Mark.
Okay.
That Walt Disney one, that's a tough one.
It's not really.
No.
All right, let's go over it. What is worse, toe stub or a wicked funny bone smash? You said toe stub. That is correct.
Yeah, wicked. I mean, funny bone smash sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't last as long.
No.
What did the emergency alert yesterday tell us to do? You said social distance. Correct answer: stay home. But we'll accept.
We'll throw it all into the same message. You know, I'm sure somewhere in there it said social.
We will accept it.
Yeah.
What did Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch? You said a pail of water. That's correct.
It is correct.
What is rookie Senator Tim Stutzel's jersey number? You said 17. That is incorrect. It is 18.
Close, Mark. Close.
And then good old Walt Disney was born in what U.S. city? You said Miami. The correct answer is Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
See, I didn't tell you were wrong on the first question. I just told you to wait until I asked it.
I told you to wait.
Yeah, that would have been better on my part. No, moving forward, I'll pay more attention to the rules.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, Mark. We for playing, though, okay?
Thanks for having me on.
And you have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you as well. You as well. See you Monday.
What do you say?
See you Monday.
Yeah. See you Monday. Okay.
Right. You can hear the shame in his voice at the end of it.
Well, I mean, it's
nothing new.
It's a shameful thing.
It's one of my favorite things.
He jumped the gun and then, you know.
With the right answer, he jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Same answer every day.
I would technically say the first answer for each question is the only.
But there was no question asked. He was just shouting names.
You were into it.
It doesn't matter. He got the answer wrong anyway.
But
no, I hadn't asked the question. You can't answer a question before it's asked.
That is true. And your time doesn't start.
That's right.
So the question ends anyway. So why rush it?
Uh-huh.
Mark?
Yeah. Don't need to rush the first answer.
Well.
Got a failing mark on that one.
Yeah.
Ah, nice one. That'll be check mark on his record.
So we get the $50 gift card again?
Yeah.
Man, we're going to eat a lot of McDonald's.
Stacking up.
I don't think we do. I think you guys keep saying
that.
We
could take at least one of them. You know.
I guess, probably. But I'm probably not announcing it, though. Just take it and be like, I don't know what happened. Must have fallen out of the envelope or something.
No, yeah, full disclosure.
Into our mouths. All right. Well, good luck Monday, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
We got a Dougie line call. Some questions about COVID numbers. So we're going to play that in a few minutes. You can leave a message on the Dougie line anytime you want. 216-349.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-DUGGIE.
Now, this guy's mad. It sounds like he's mad at us out of the gate.
I think he's just generally mad.
Just generally mad. So
he's a good guy. We've had him on before.
Yeah, yeah. But here's his question.
Hey, guys, can you do me a favor? Report the numbers of COVID. I'm so goddamn sick of this shit. It has been 2 days since you guys announced it. I'm just watching CTV News. No new numbers. Only what we're doing. So why the f***? Why aren't they announcing the numbers? Are the numbers going down? Is that the problem? They can only announce it when it's up. So, like you guys say, you know, great hysteria and people only like bad news. Are the goddamn numbers going down? I'm going goddamn insane. I'll be watching a hockey game. Woohoo! All right, take care, boys.
So angry and then so not.
Yeah. I mean, it is going down a little bit, and I don't usually dwell on the numbers.
Well, the numbers come out after our show.
Right. So if I tell you numbers today, they're yesterday's numbers. Yeah,
which you've already seen.
Yeah, all day.
CTV News, we can't speak for. They're not even our company.
Yeah.
There was a study that was done over the last who God knows how many months, and it did say, though, people are just sick of hearing that because they've been flooded with numbers. Oh, so like all these people are like, I don't want to hear it anymore.
I think one of the biggest disservices the government has done during this whole thing, all governments across the country, across the world really, is giving us too much information every day.
Yeah,
it's
daily
too much
updates.
Rebuild process.
Agreed. Yeah.
If you knew that on Friday or Monday or whatever, pick a day, you were going to get the weekly report.
Yeah.
Then you would be more intrigued by what was happening.
Even if it was bad or good news.
Right. But by being, like when it first started and the prime minister was speaking every day, used to be an event when the prime minister would speak to you.
Yeah.
You see him on TV every day. It's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
And the government's reported every day. It's just whether or not the news agencies pick it up and amplify it, right?
Like, because honestly, we're sick of it too.
Yeah.
It's sad, right? Do they only report when they go up?
Of course.
Yeah. They'd want to panic.
If it's just another day or the numbers have dipped, they're like, well, there's no story there. And there's been enough going on close to us, whether it's in the States with that insanity.
Sure.
Or just regular government news where they don't have to. The news is only here to scare you.
That's true.
Like, that's all the news is here to do anymore. Whether you're left or right, they're going to pump the stuff they know that gets you going in there. So you watch them.
So they can sell commercials.
Because they're a business.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The news is a business now.
If you want the actual numbers, Ottawa Public Health does a great job on their website.
Yeah.
They break it down for you all the time.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow Ottawa Public Health on Twitter, I don't know who's tweeting for them, but they're great. They have a sense of humor. They're realistic about it. And, you know, they try and deal with it as best they can.
Now, to clarify a bit on the news as a business thing, radio news, not so much a business because they don't make any money.
Right.
So
I don't even like doing the news.
If you're tuning, if you're probably going to get the most honest news from radio folk. And that's not, I mean, not that it's not all honest. It's just whatever spin they put on it, right? Probably because nobody's pressuring them to lean a certain way.
Exactly.
Because they're not making any money over there.
No, like we're giving a little bit of more leeway too to say what we want. You watch people on TV, there's a teleprompter that goes, someone else has written for them for the most part.
Yeah.
And it goes by and they read. They're good readers, you know, but other than that, I don't know if you'd have a conversation with a lot of them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Some, not all.
There's a couple TV guys I like,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
Like, we're just lumping it all in.
But it's just the nature of the business, right? Yeah. That's how it works.
Their job is to make money, not to be accurate, which is sad. But that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Isn't that terrible?
But yeah, you want the latest numbers? Go to the OttawaPublicHealth.ca and you can. We don't have the time in a show to go through all their different breakdowns because it's there. It's there for you. The information is there for you to interpret.
And we'll bug our midday folks to give you those numbers. Okay, because it's after our show.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's the deal with spice shakers where the holes are smaller than the spices? Did nobody test that?
It's a fair question.
It is a good question.
I often don't even use the shaker holes. I'll take the whole thing off.
Oh, yeah.
Just I trust my own shaking
ability.
Yeah. Now the odd time it's gone awry for me and I've put like a, you know, a whole pound of garlic powder on something and had to throw it out. But
it's obviously it's just a cost-cutting thing. Yeah. They get a generic size. They put it on all their shakers and they pass them
around. I suppose I could use a drill bit and make the holes larger.
Holy work.
But is there actually the ones where the spices won't fit through, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially like
a rosemary or something.
Like a spice mix. Yeah. Or, like,
or a sage.
Something like that.
A good, you know.
Or their leaves.
Herbs de Provence.
Yeah.
You know, some of them will fall through, but not all of them. Yeah. I know, you don't eat things and stuff that isn't prepackaged.
Who are you going to cheer for tonight? The Leafs or the Senators?
Just going to make sure. I just want everyone to have fun.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's what it is.
Leafs.
You know what? I don't know. I like to see a nice young team. I will probably pull for the Senators because the Leafs have disappointed me for so long. I think I'm going for the Senators.
Oh, yeah,
it's
hard
because I like both teams, right?
You can do that, you know. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Like in politics and in any other topic, you can like two things or see that they benefit in either of them happening. Like, you don't have to be one or the other.
I don't like the Habs, dislike the Hab fans, but Carey Price, one of my favorite goalies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think he's great.
Wouldn't you love to have Gallagher on your own team?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man.
Like, Hab fans, the worst people in the world. But the hockey team, pretty good history of hockey there.
Oh, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you can see both sides of any argument.
Yeah,
right?
If you're a reasonable
Unless you're a Habs fan, because then you're unreasonable, silly twit.
You guys ever gone any motorcycle rallies like Sturgis? Yeah. Yeah, we went to Dover a couple times.
Yeah, I went to the big Canadian one in Port Dover there.
Not a lot to do when you're there. You just sort of go and hang out.
Unless you really, really like motorcycles and you just walk around and
for a day.
Yeah, for like an hour or two. Yeah. Then we're just like, okay, now what?
Like the part about motorcycles that I like is riding them, not going to a town, parking it, and walking around.
Yeah. Yeah. Motorcycle culture is a very interesting culture.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very interesting, again, we don't, the problem is we all love riding motorcycles, but not enough to sit and talk about motorcycles for 22 hours straight.
No.
Like, it's just too much for any topic.
Really.
Are the Bills going to win this weekend?
Ooh,
James?
I hope so. There? It's going to be tough, man. Ravens are, their defense has allowed a minimal amount of points. Both have great quarterbacks from the same draft class. Primetime Allen going to come through 8:15 game on a Saturday night.
It'll be fun to watch, no doubt.
Sure will.
If you could change the length of each day to make it perfect for you, how many hours would it be? I've often said 28 hours would be fine for me. I just need an extra 4 hours to sleep.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. And then the rest of
it
I can fit.
Not even four. I just need an extra two hours to sleep.
2 to 4 hours extra in the day. And we could. We invented the measurement of time. We could do whatever we wanted.
We get up around 4 o'clock for this show. To get in here. And you get up at 3:30.
Like
but you have
a shower
and eat a full breakfast. Like you're insane.
Yeah. That's why I'm so spot on all the time.
My body does not want to go to sleep before 10:30.
Right. That's true.
Like it just doesn't. Like I can force myself to, but it doesn't. But that only gives us like 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. Yeah. You need like 6, 7.
Yeah,
so just an extra 2 hours.
But extending the day isn't going to extend, you'd have to change what time our work starts.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Because you're still going to say, I got more time to stay up and watch TV now.
Can you not break it down to logical levels?
That's the point of it.
But I do.
Do you fabulous effers think there will be a public inquiry here in Ottawa over the vaccine distribution?
Public inquiry!
We love a public inquiry here.
There might be. Everything. At least there'll be a call for one.
Yeah.
There'll definitely be a call for one. What's your favorite way to make eggs?
In a pan.
Yeah.
I like a sunny side up egg.
I have a magic pot. I come home from work and there's 4 or 5 hard boiled eggs done perfectly in this magic pot every couple days.
That does that,
I come home and it's there and I take them out of the pot and they're delicious.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And then I just leave the pot there with water in it and I come home the next morning and it's cleaned. It's magic.
That's amazing.
Magic pot.
Like a personal, that's amazing.
I have a magic fridge that sometimes I open up and there's
how could you be mad about
tuna
anything
salad
ever?
In there?
Your life is amazing.
Well, that part of it's pretty good. There's other things that aren't so amazing. Not with my magic house.
No.
My magic house is great. And the magic fairy that takes care of everything in the house.
Incredible.
She's great too.
Incredible.
I mean, the chronic pain and other things I have to deal with. Psoriasis and gout.
Right?
No. Just all around uselessness. I mean, those things.
Did you think this was a therapy session or no?
I'm sorry. It's not. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question.
It's time to let some stuff go. All right, you call us and tell us something you've done that you feel bad about, intentional or not, and we're going to help you let it go because everyone makes mistakes. Right?
We know that.
Yeah, we have Dave on the phone right now to let it go.
Hey, Dave, what do you need to let go this morning, Dave?
Well, let's see. First, there's a disclaimer. The names and identities of all involved have been redacted to protect the innocent.
Okay.
Back in high school, my best friend and I, we shared an apartment with pretty paper-thin walls. And one night, he was entertaining his girlfriend. Mm. And, you know, I had to be chewing on my pillow for all the sounds and pleasure that was going on next door.
Wait.
What was happening in your room? Yeah, what was going on in your pillow biting there?
Well, because, you know, all the sounds of...
You're just trying to choke your laughter down.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So these sounds quickly changed to sounds of non-pleasure.
Oh.
What the hell is going on over there? So you know, eventually things quieted down. I got to sleep, and next morning I woke up and I said to my buddy, I said, what was going on there last night? He said, well, you know, we were trying to get things moving along, so I reached for the old, you know, helper there, the old jar of Vaseline. But I had forgotten to put away the old Vicks VapoRub from my And now that explained everything at that point.
The old switcheroo. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what do you have to let go?
Yeah, what do you have to let go?
I got to get that out of my head. It's been like years.
Oh, okay. But you did.
You know, the sounds of displeasure that was coming from the next room there.
All right. Okay, yeah, let it go, man. Let it go.
Just let it go. It's an easy one. Let it go.
All right, hold on.
He didn't do anything.
No, I thought maybe it inspired him as like a lifelong fetish of Vicks VapoRub or something. Yeah.
Something, but nothing.
We've got Mullet Mitch on the phone now.
Hey, Mullet Mitch.
What's going on, guys? I just want to say real quick, huge fan, absolutely huge fan. Listen to you guys all the time.
Appreciate it.
Huge fan. Unreal. Okay, let it go. Background story there. Had a mullet for 10 years now. Love it. It's a lifestyle. Yeah. You know, it's not just a hairstyle. It's a lifestyle.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Anyways. I used to be a little bit of a hairdresser in college. I used to give a couple people haircuts there. And I had one good buddy, Dan. He had unreal long hair, and I wanted to cut a mullet into him all summer. And he wouldn't let me do it. So anyways, long story short, let me cut his mullet in right before graduation at college. And let's just say Mom was not happy.
Yeah.
The picture went out. And she told him to head to the first hairdresser before, you know, these class photos were taken and this and that. There. And let's just say I just never knew if I should let it go or not, guys. I was pretty nervous there. I thought I was going to be 6 feet under.
Well, did he ask for it? He didn't drug him and cut his hair.
No, he was pretty fired up. Mom wasn't so fired up there. It escalated quickly until we got to cut it, and I refused. So
yeah, that wasn't your fault. You got to let that go.
Yeah, you got to let that go, man. Don't worry about what his Karen mother thinks. You're fine. You're fine.
He didn't get the spoon.
Yeah. Keep on rocking them.
Let's go to Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you need to let go this morning?
Well, I let something go a while back with you guys. It's Booker Brad over here. And I just felt so good about it that I have another thing I need to let go.
Wait, are you the fellow that used to wipe your boogers on your brother's teeth when he was sleeping?
Yeah, it's Booger Brad.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. But I can't imagine how you could top that, but go ahead.
Here we go. So back in high school, this girl we knew, she was kind of, we didn't really like her. So she asked us boys if we could get her one of those funny cigarettes, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Funny cigarettes.
Yeah. Some wacky tobacco.
Wacky tobacco.
It's so legal now. You can just say
one of them left-handed cigarettes.
Yeah. A left-handed cigarette.
Okay. All right.
He says, we can get you one of those. So the boys all got together in one of the guys' basements, and we all cut a little snippet of butt hair out.
Oh, no.
No.
Rolled it up, gave it to her, and...
Just straight butt hair? Like you didn't mix your butt hair in with some weed?
Like tobacco at least?
Yeah, a couple flakes of weed. We didn't want to waste any weed, but it was mostly butt hair.
Wow. And you would like to let that go because it's been bothering
you? I need to let that go. Okay. Yeah.
On creativity alone, we'll give you permission to let that go.
Let it go. I don't know that we could find a better story than that today.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, everybody I know has a story about somebody who tricks some drunk girls into drinking oregano or... Yeah,
maple leaves I used to sell to a kid.
Something, but never butt hair. So, Brad, congratulations. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Two-time winner.
Yeah.
Even if it's not real, it's funny.
Unfortunately, it is real.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
So we got one about an observation of a character from, because, you know, a lot of people ingesting a lot of entertainment right now. Not much else to do, right? You're watching Netflix, maybe some old movies, stuff like that. But we also have a quick one first, no, James? Or,
no, we're not going to play that?
Okay.
They don't make any sense.
Let's just listen to this fella on one of the most beloved movies of all time.
Hey, fellas. Just sitting here watching Forrest Gump, and Jenny's just the worst. The absolute worst. Just a total C.
Oh, I see.
It's a bit harsh, and I don't know if I have to use bad language. Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Not a nice person. One of the most horrible characters in movies in modern times.
Yeah, for what she put Forrest through.
Yeah.
She basically gave him AIDS, dropped a kid on him that wasn't, he had no idea.
Yeah, like she left him during like their years when they could have loved life, but she left him, came back when he was a billionaire, and left him a single dad with AIDS.
Yeah, basically with AIDS.
Embarrassed him when he ruined her roommate's blanket.
Yep.
Just horrendous.
Yeah.
But we started thinking about it. We started thinking, you know, what are some of the worst characters in film
that
aren't
Jenny?
The villains, though? Like, aren't like Jenny's. Like, nobody thinks about Jenny being a bad person.
Well, I know the one that comes to mind. We've talked about her before, Miss Piggy.
Oh.
What a horrible human being. Treats Kermit terribly.
She's not a human being. She's a fat pig.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think her weight has anything to do with it.
She is a fat.
She is.
She's, like, technically a fat
pig. I think she just has a horrible
style. Terrible. Treats him terribly.
One of the most abusive characters in the history of
very
television.
Abusive.
Skyler from Breaking Bad.
Oh, but she's supposed to be a bad character.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, like, that's fair.
She's not beloved by some and then hated by others.
She's just hated by everybody. These are characters that kind of slip under.
Okay, like,
so
do you
I
have
did
any?
Some. I did some thinking. Okay. Some research. So Elsa, any of you with children
from
have
Frozen?
Seen Frozen. Yeah.
Is she not nice?
She froze the kingdom entirely into internal winter.
Why?
And then when her sister wanted help, she said, no, it's like not her problem. Nearly killed her sister and then somehow was a hero because she decided at the end that she's
gonna
fix
what
her.
A terrible person.
I know. I haven't seen it. I'm just reading it. Tinkerbell, though, another one from cartoons.
Why is Tinkerbell bad?
She tried to kill Wendy almost immediately after meeting her out of jealousy.
Yeah.
And then she ratted the Lost Boys out a couple times and told Captain Hook where they were, where his secret hideout was.
What? Really?
Yeah. Tinkerbell was a garbage character.
I didn't realize that.
Garbage character. The mayor from Jaws, that's a classic one.
Oh, he's
people
a total
talk
dick.
All the time.
Why? Why is that? Just because he refused to admit that there was a shark problem?
He wouldn't close the beach.
Wow.
With dead bodies and a tooth that was described as mythological in size, he still refused to close the
beach. He put money, he valued money over lives.
How current, kind of. What a current theme that's going on.
Really current theme.
Are there any other ones?
Well, there's the one that we'd laugh about a lot is Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. Probably
Jim Carrey.
Probably the absolute worst person in the history of movies.
Because of all the things that he's done.
Well, he tricked a blind kid into
buying a dead
bird.
All right, yeah.
Anytime he feels jealous, he lies and cheats his way out of everything. What was the other? Lloyd? No, he's Lloyd. Harry.
He poisoned him with
X-Lax. Mistreated him, lied to him, only helped him, told him he was getting the second one, only told him he was going to help get his daughter because he wanted to have sex with her.
Yeah, it's true.
And faked a coma for 2 decades. Like, just literally the worst person in the history of KISS.
What a terrible guy.
I don't know. But still, Jenny's worse than all of
them. Yeah, Jenny's the worst. Yeah. Absolute worst.
Yeah, terrible person. Besides Miss Piggy. Why, Jamie?
She's a fat pig.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo! Text us! 762-555! Text the show! We'll text you back! No, we won't, but we'll answer fast!
What's up with the price of gas this morning, boys?
Well, I hadn't noticed.
Saw at Hunt Club in Conroy coming in this morning.
Uh-huh.
Might have changed by now. $1.17.
Oh, really? I'm glad I filled up yesterday at $1.11.
I got $1.06 yesterday.
Wow, that was good for you.
Who in this room, by a show of hands, is willing to sacrifice the province of Alberta for 65 cent gas? The rest of it?
Oh, I am. Yeah. Later, Alberta.
What's something you never seem to get rid of? Tired of, sorry. Tired other, of. Other than oh. sleeping.
Chips.
Yeah, you're a big chip guy.
Scotch.
So soft baked cookies. I can literally eat them all day, every day.
Really?
Yeah, I love me a good soft baked chocolate chip cookie.
You know, we haven't had delivered in a long time, like literal years. Remember people used to send out those giant occasion cookies instead of cakes, those huge chocolate
cookies?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They were great.
Yeah, they were great. My boss is listening. Can you tell him that Kyle, Employee of the Month, deserves a raise? Well, Kyle, if you stop getting hopped up on monster drink and punching holes in drywall, yeah, then yeah, maybe... Yeah.
They wouldn't have to use all those extra funds. And they could give them to you.
Here's an interesting one.
Okay.
You guys ever put a piece of poo in your dad's mouth after you fell asleep watching TV?
What? No, I have never done that.
Never. No. Never would I
someone
dream
texted
of
that in?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, somebody texted it in.
My God.
It's ridiculous.
You guys ready for the big snowfall this weekend?
Yes.
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever not been ready for a snowfall.
Yeah, well, like what?
It's just snow. We're like, it is January 15th. Halfway through the month of January, you'd think we would have more snow by now.
Why does it take? Sorry, did you want to do that, Jim?
No, I was just going to use some weird, my own personal conspiracy theory.
About what? No.
About the calendar being shifted and we should have a leap week instead of a leap day next leap year.
You're saying the seasons are
gliding. Seasons are shifted. The seasons are later or earlier.
Do you think this
is off by a week?
The start of the polar vortex.
There's a polar vortex in the making. It might come at the end of January.
Okay.
It might come. All the ingredients are being stirred up in the Arctic right now.
The seasons do feel a little late arriving.
They
like
do,
it
yeah.
does.
But then again, we had that blast freeze again this year in November. Same as last
days,
year.
Though.
Like a week.
Yeah. I just don't. Maybe it's just, you know, nostalgia lying to you, but I remember most Christmases having snow.
Yeah.
And we rarely have
nostalgia lies so much.
But I know it does. I know it does.
Like why does it take the city of Ottawa 6 weeks and 7 different crews to clear 15 trees? Seems like a public inquiry.
It's not Ottawa. It's cities everywhere.
Oh, my God. It's not everywhere. Exclusive to here. No. But why? Because they can.
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they do it? What, you gonna, like, if you're paid hourly, you know your job's guaranteed. Why would you ever hurry ever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you? None of us would. So stop it. You're telling me the government employees in the buildings, the guys that do the white collar work?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me those guys, rush hour is at 3 o'clock in this city. 3 o'clock in Ottawa, rush hour is.
It's true.
No one's working hard. Stop it. Stop it. Crazy.
Why do English cucumbers come wrapped when they are naturally wrapped in their own peel?
Well, they do bruise easily.
Okay, do they?
Yeah.
But was a little thin piece of plastic wrap going to stop them from bruising?
True. Yeah, I don't know. It is an annoying thing to peel the plastic off of an English cucumber, especially for me because I don't like cucumbers. So I'm only ever doing it for the benefit of my other family members.
You just use the knife to cut it.
Yeah, you can.
And then just rip it right off.
I think cucumbers are gross.
I don't agree with you on this one. They're not my favorite vegetable by far. You know what I had yesterday, which I hadn't had in a while?
Oh, what's that, Chris?
Just a can of beets.
Yeah. Oh, some beets.
Yeah,
eh?
I like beets. Yeah, the rosebud beets. You just crack open a can, pour the juice out, eat them right, pour some salt in the can, you're good.
Yeah, beets are fine.
Beets are great.
I just don't like cucumbers.
I don't know. I just think that's the only vegetable I've had in like a month. So it was just popped in my head. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
And Bar Show.
Hey, have yourself a great weekend. We're out. Enjoy the doubleheader between the Leafs and the Sens.
Yes.
That'll be fun. Watch out for the snow coming tonight.
Yeah, it's a juicy Alberta Clipper.
Oh, nice.
Is that what it is, eh?
Yeah.
Did you add the juicy part and then most people just call it an Alberta Clipper?
Yeah.
Okay, no, it's fine. Yeah, yeah. I'm not mad at you for it. I just
looked up the snowstorm and someone said it was juicy.
Is it juicy?
I guess.
Well, what makes it juicy?
Probably the
wetter. Like it's not as cold. It's a little warmer storm, so you got a little moisture.
Be like -4 or so.
Yeah, it's a pretty juicy one. Nice and juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? No, we're good.
I don't think so. No,
call the Dougie line all weekend. Tell us your snow stories, your hockey stories, whatever you got.
Stay home.
Well,
unless you have to go to a wedding or any other place.
Stop it.
You don't have to go anywhere.
You don't really.
It's gonna snow. It's gonna be Saturday. Just
lots of excuses.
Just enjoy yourself. You'll be busy shoveling.
That's up to me to decide if I need to go anywhere, Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
and if
true.
It's essential.
That's what the province said.
Yep. But whatever you got, whatever you are doing, leave us a message about it on the Dougie line.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's extremely mundane.
216-3849. All right, or 216 Dougie. We got 2 hours, right? We're out of here. Everyone's good. We're done. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I am done.
You want a big one or just a little one?
Just say
it today.
Yeah, just it's 9:01.
2 hours of nonstop.
Running. We're late. Yeah. We're an hour, minute and a half late for our meeting.
He already said it.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Two hours of nonstop.
Yeah, running. Yeah, he said it.
The Biggs and Barr Show.